All right, Windstrike 2014. Sneeze. All right, I don't sleep anymore. And like I said, the track starting this out would be Windstrike 2014. All right, backtrack the track. There we go. All right. Earlier this week, on a Sunday night, I had a dream in which I knew I was asleep. I was standing outside of my house in torrential rain. It was the middle of the night, and I remember thinking that I need to get inside in order to wake up. I approached the front door and placed my knuckles onto the door. Ready to knock. It sounds stupid, I know, but I knew that my next actions would bring me one step closer to consciousness. The moment I knocked on the door, the thudding sound of the knock was so loud. The moment I knocked on the door, which I should probably mention that, the thudding sound of the knock was so loud. So frightening and so realistically booming in my head that it actually managed to wake me up from my sleep. Insert banging noises here, bang, bang, bang. I'll add those later. I jumped up immediately and listened out for a further knock at the door. I jumped up immediately at the sound and began listening for a further knock at the door. I was burning, roasting hot, and sweating profusely. My heart was beating so hard that I didn't think that I'd be able to tell the difference between the knocking at the door and my thudding heartbeat. All right, Laura reprise. Subject to change, of course, but after I came to my senses and realized that the possibility of the door knocking at the exact moment of me dreaming is incredibly low, I decided to fall back asleep. I was most likely just startled from the knocking in my dream, and in my still somewhat frazzled state of just having woken up, I probably just imagined that I heard the knocking in real life. Yeah. That makes sense. The very following night, on Monday, I was back in the same dream again. I was right outside the front of my house in the pouring rain again, intensely staring at my house. I slowly walked to the front door, but this time it was wide open. I walked inside and went straight for the kitchen. I opened the cutlery drawer and reached inside to pull out the largest meat knife that I had. I looked into my reflection through the blade of the knife. They say if you stare directly into the reflection of your eyes for long enough, eventually it will hit you that someone is looking at you. I mean, you know it's your reflection, but just... Bad encounter. Okay, continuing. I mean, you know it's your reflection, but just... Just for a second, your brain forgets, and you immediately become self-conscious. It's as if your brain short-circuits for a moment, and you forget that's you that's... You forget that it's you that's staring back at you. You forget, and you immediately become self-conscious. As if it's... As if it's somebody else behind your reflection's eyes. In my case, it didn't take longer than a second of looking at my reflection through the blade to realize that it wasn't my eyes staring back at me, but that it was somebody else looking back. The moment I realized it was somebody else, wearing my face, wearing my grin in the reflection, I slammed the cutlery drawer short. I immediately slammed the cutlery drawer shut.
Bang.
Again, I shot up like a bullet out of bed. The sound of the metal clanging in the drawer as it abruptly closed was so defined and so crystal clear in my head that it couldn't have just been a dream. I know it sounds stupid, but it didn't feel like it was just the aftershock of the noise from my dream. It felt like something in real life made that noise and was echoing throughout my house and in my ears. Really spooked this time. I summoned my courage and went downstairs into the kitchen. Though I was still partially half asleep, I still had to check. I opened the cutlery drawer. I breathed a sigh of relief to find that the knife was still in the drawer. Just a dream. As I thought, just a dream. The sound was all in my head. I closed the drawer and went back upstairs to go to bed. Though I had that peace of mind, it still took a little longer for me to fall back asleep. But once I was able to calm my heartbeat down, I finally fell back asleep. Tuesday night came around, and my dream, this time, didn't start with me outside, in the pouring rain of night. Instead, my dream started with... My dream started with... Instead, my dream started with... That grin in the reflection of the blade from the previous night. From the look in the, I guess, other me's eyes, I could tell that the man in the reflection knew. He was looking back at somebody who was confused and scared. I found myself looking deep into the reflection of the knife already in my hand before I looked up and realized I was back outside of my house in the pouring rain. The front door was wide open again. Knife still in hand, I walked into the house, avoiding the kitchen and going directly up the stairs and into my bedroom. I looked at the bed and saw somebody sleeping in it. It was me. My hand trembled as I gripped the knife, as I stared down at my sleeping figure. I knew what I was going to do, and I also knew that I couldn't stop myself. My body began to move on its own, and I kept thinking over and over again, "Wake up! Wake up! Wake up!" My emotions were split in two extremes at the exact same time. I was utterly terrified of this dream, but at the same time, I was filled with this unimaginable thrill and desire. This excitement to kill. Wake up! I shot right out of bed and stood up. My own voice resounding in my ears, pounding so loud I thought that my skull might break. I was absolutely drenched in sweat, my body was on fire, and I looked around in a panic to find there was nobody in front of me. I was relieved, to say the least, that there wasn't another me standing at the foot of my bed with a knife. However, it only took me a couple seconds to realize that I was gripping something tightly in my hand. My blood ran cold, and I knew what it was, even before I looked down and saw my eyes reflected in it staring back at me. In my hand was the meat knife. And this time, the reflection in it looked terrified. I don't know what's happening. I don't know if these are just strange coincidences that are happening as I sleep, if I'm sleepwalking, or if something else is happening. The more logical part of my brain is telling me that I'm probably just sleepwalking, and that in my exhausted, paranoid state, I walked downstairs and must have grabbed the knife and just forgot to put it back in the drawer, and probably brought it back up to bed with me. But there's that small little part in my brain that's screaming at me that this, whatever this is not normal, that it isn't right, that something is very wrong here. One thing's for sure. The moment that my brain registered those terrified eyes staring back at me in the reflection of the meat knife, I knew what I had to do. As a result, I don't sleep anymore.
Woot.